that we are going to turn once again to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, and we'll read verses 26 and 27. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. In the title we carry on with our series on the attack on Genesis. The attack on Genesis, and this time it is more than two genders. More than two genders. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female he created them. The Bible, this book, is the inspired word of God. It is God breathed. It is spoken by God and written by men. The Bible is not man's invention. It is not the product of man's ideas and imagination. The Bible was written by men being moved by the Holy Spirit. And this is a fundamental truth that every born-again Christians come to believe. This is faith, that the Word of God, this is the Word of God, inspired by God, moved by the Holy Spirit, men moved by the Holy Spirit to write. So Apostle Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation," meaning it is not a person's own explanation. It is not one man's explanation. It is not one man's thoughts of the things to be and how it should be. "For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." These are not my words. We have it in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21. For example, the Bible says, when it was made known about Jesus Christ, centuries before, that he should suffer and die, this knowledge was given by God beforehand through the mouths of the prophets. Beforehand. In Acts chapter 3 verse 18, "But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he had so fulfilled." So, what was spoken beforehand, hundreds of years before, was fulfilled. Because it is God's word. God spoke. God showed. The Bible is the word of God. It's a proven fact. Even now, people are talking about a chip or a license or a passport or a mark that the world government will give all people. Without this, people of the world will not be able to buy and sell. Right now, it is unfolding before our eyes. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, written 2,000 years ago. Moved by the Holy Spirit to write what is written here in Revelation chapter 13. And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, this kind of law is right at our doorsteps. For example, governments of the world are saying, if you do not take the COVID vaccine, you will not be able to travel. You will not be able to fly. You will not be able to enter into your supermarkets or even churches and governments and buildings. No jab, they say, no pay. Now, I am not saying at all that the COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast. I am not saying that. No. But this is the preparation of the prophecy coming to its fulfillment. First the vaccine, and then will come the marks perhaps. May come something else in between. I don't know. This is only the beginning to make people think and feel it is normal. It is normal. Remember? They're talking about a new normal. Very soon this new normal will become normal. After all, we are doing it for your good. Satan will never come directly and say, look, now I'm introducing the mark of the beast. He will not come and tell you that. He works slowly, quietly, gently. He makes his counsel very sweet to perceive. Look, if you don't believe in Christ Jesus as your God and Savior, this is the time, dear friend, to think about it seriously. Seriously. All that is written in the Bible is true and perfect. And the book of Genesis is the foundation. It is the foundation of rest of the Bible. So Satan, God's enemy, will first attack the foundation, which is Genesis. We have been looking into the attack on Genesis. We saw how Satan attacked the very sentence in the Bible. The Bible begins with the word, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Satan brought in the belief, the imaginary idea of evolution, and began to teach that there is no God. In the beginning, God. Evolution says, no, there is no God. Satan spread the lies that God did not create time. He did not create space. He did not create matter. But is there right in the first sentence of the Bible? All this just came to be, they say. It just happened. We all know from observation that nothing happens by itself, dear friend. Nothing. If there is a building, there must be a builder. If there is a painting, there must be a painter. If there is a washing machine, there must be a manufacturer. If there is a cake, women, there got to be a baker. For everything, there is a designer and a maker. This is so easy to understand, yet the greatest mind refuses to believe this. Why? Because in their heart, they have decided not to. They have decided not to. In their heart, they say, there is no God. And in doing so, they become fools. Now, this is the experience of most of us, isn't it? As we grow up, even me, even though I went to become a priest, a time came when I said, is there a God at all? But why? Where did it start? In my heart. The things I want to do does not happen. The way I want to order my life, I cannot. And so then I say, there is no God. And in doing so, we become fools. Therefore, the Bible says in Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Satan, who hates God, questions everything that God has done and said. And he then goes to tell a lie. He makes God a liar, and then he gives his own counsel. You remember how Satan questioned Eve and challenged God's commands? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, he said, "Yea, had God said, he shall not eat of the tree, or of every tree of the garden? Did God really say that to you?" In other words, he's trying to make this woman, "Oh, how foolish that God is of yours. Has he told you not to eat this?" And similarly, in the book of Genesis, the Lord commanded that man and woman should multiply, have plenty of children and fill the earth. We saw this last week. And Satan questioned and taught people that children are not from God. They are not from God. Satan counseled people that it is not good to have children. He uses writers and philosophers, scientists, and even leaders of religion. He puts these ideas into men and he questioned them. You see, he questioned that it is not good, and he counsels them, it is not good to have children. Huh? They are the cause of so many trouble, so much trouble, much inconvenience, much pain and much suffering. They must be rid of, killed, if they come in our way of having pleasure and comfort and convenience and financial stability and ill health. Do away with them. What are they? They are just a mass of flesh. We humans think that we are very clever, but all the time we listen to Satan's whispers. Yes, his whispers, and we make it our own, and we think we are very clever. We give into Satan. We make his doctrines, his teachings, our very own. The Lord has warned us that in the last days, there will be much doctrines of Satan. What is doctrines of Satan? Mainly his teachings. His teaching. He is not going to come on this earth and teach you. No, he uses people like you and me even. Unless we are born again of the Holy Spirit and become of Christ Jesus. We say we are free, but actually we are enslaved by Satan. And we actually follow his counsel because we look for our own self, own selfishness, our own self. We are interested in our own selfish motives. So millions of children are killed in the womb every year. Satan causes mankind to do exactly opposite to what God has told us to do. Be aware. If you begin to be aware, you will see how the very foundation he has tried to shake in Genesis itself. And so we come now to another teaching of God in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. When the Lord says, "Let us make man in our image," he means mankind. Let us make man, mankind. Just as God created fruit trees of its kind. Read chapter 1 to understand this. And he created grass and the herbs of its kind, and fowl and fish and beast of their kind, own kind, So also God made man of their own kind, mankind. Each of the kind that God created, He gave them their unique identity. He did not create half fruit and half fish. He did not create half vegetable and half bird. He did not create half man and half animal. Nor did He create half man and half woman. No. He gave each of them their wholesome identity. James is shaking his head. How true it is, isn't it? The Bible clearly says in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." What about a woman? What about a woman? Genesis chapter 2 verse 21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman." He made a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman." Woman, because she was taken out of man. The Creator God created man separately and the woman separately. Yes, the woman was created from the rib of a man, but she had a different identity of her own. Mankind, but a woman. Woman. And then to emphasize this fact, that the Lord God makes Moses to write again in chapter 5. In Genesis chapter 5 verses 1 and 2. "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam," mankind, "in the day when they were created." Remember, God told the man and the woman to multiply. To multiply. This man and the woman had children. And Adam knew, Genesis chapter 4 verse 1, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord." Not a bird, not an animal, not half man and half woman. A man. "And she again bare his brother Abel." And then the Bible goes to say in Genesis chapter 5 verse 4, "And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters." He begat sons and daughters, meaning males and females were born to Adam and Eve. So, God created two genders. Two genders. The man and the woman. Only two. For thousands of years, even ever since man and the woman was created, we have seen only two genders being born. Two genders living on this earth. Male and female. Their destiny is sealed from the time they are born. God creates each one of us. He fashions us in the mother's womb. You see, science has observed only two genders, male and female. Science has confirmed only two genders. Our birth certificates speaks only about male or female. Civics has recorded on their census only two genders, male and female. Now, according to evolution, which they call science, it says a change comes in the species gradually. A change comes. A monkey becomes a donkey after millions of years. A banana becomes something else, and so on. It comes after millions of years. If it comes after millions of years, it means millions of generations have not seen it happen. Because each of us live only 100, 200, and okay, the Bible says some of them live for more than 900 years. But none of them has mentioned to us or recorded for us that, oh, so and so person, Methuselah, he beget what? A man and a woman? Half man and half woman? No. What cannot be seen cannot be believed. This is according to belief system of the evolutionist. Moreover, there are no witnesses to tell us, look, we lived in so and so millennium and we saw an ant turn into a donkey, a banana turn into a cat. We have no such reports of witnesses. There are neither oral nor written records. They talk about primitives, isn't it, in the caves. But even they have not written any such things. But we do have both oral and written witness of the creation of mankind and about God appearing to men. We have the genealogy of the earliest people from the time of creation. They have passed it on both by spoken word and written word. The Bible is such a document. Even though there are records of God's creation, Satan comes along and puts some doubts and questions. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, 27 and Genesis chapter 2 verses 21 to 23. Did God create only man and a woman? Only two genders? What is Satan doing? He is putting a challenge. He is putting a challenge. He is questioning God's acts, His deeds, His power, His intelligence. Having put doubts, he then goes to tell a lie. No, God did not create only man and a woman. He created more than just a man and a woman. And then he counsels, saying, why should you be satisfied with only two genders? Why can't you also become a woman? Man, come on, you can also become a woman. Why should being a man be preserved only for man? Why should it be the privilege of man alone to be a woman? You know, these days we talk about privileged things. This privilege, that privilege. So, why, man? Why? A woman can also become a man. Look how men dominate you and keep you under their control. You can become a man and you can enjoy the same liberty, the same power and the same position as man do. Forget about what the scripture says. Christ is ahead of man. Man is ahead of woman. I was 20 years old when one day my cousin sister said to me, you know, I wish I was a man. And I said, why? She replied, there are so many advantages of being a man. So deep down there is covetousness, discontentment. And those that want to make money will only encourage a person to change your gender. And Satan says, man, why should only a woman have the privilege of being a woman? You can also have the same privilege. Look, how many men try to have the same woman. If you are a woman, you can enjoy so many men. You can woo them and have control over them. And destroy them like Cleopatra or like Delilah. Moreover, you can also have babies. Scientists can somehow fix a womb for you. In the 1980s, I had a friend, and we were involved as social activists. And he said to me one day, "I would like to be a woman and experience carrying a baby. I would like to feel like life growing in me." Satan always allures you to have what you don't have. He promises you a rainbow when there is no rain. All you see is only a rainy cloud, but it is without water. This rainy cloud without water, he calls it transgender, gender neutral, non-binary, agender, pangender, gender queer, two spirits, third gender, and all, none, or a combination of these, meaning some of them are all of these. You can be all of these. Is this not a perfect recipe for insanity? It reminds me of the man in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verse 9, and Luke, chapter 8, verse 30. Jesus asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Perfect example, isn't it? But so sad. "What is your name?" "My name is Legion, for we are many." This man was possessed with many unclean spirits. How can a person be a man, a woman, a transgender, a gender neutral, a non-binary, agender, pangender, third gender, and all, and none, or combination of these in one person? You can imagine who is dwelling in such a person. His name is Legion. Many unclean spirits. Look, I'm not making fun of these men and women, and these are little children. Our hearts break, isn't it, when we hear of such a thing being taught to our children? I am, and we are saddened and heartbroken to know that humanity, postmodern humans, have come to such a state as this. It is a path to post-primitivism. And this is done in the name of science. But science must speak the truth. The truth is what we observe. Having experimented what we observe, it gives us the same answer. That is truth. And God says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. The experiment of having children, ever since man and woman have been producing babies, is that the woman gives birth either to a male or a female. This is the solid truth, unshakable truth. If you will turn yourself into some imaginary gender, you will still bring forth a male or a female. Even the aliens are depicted as male and females by fiction films, isn't it? Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." This Adam and Eve brought forth sons and daughters, male and female. Humans cannot bring anything different besides sons and daughters. So also rest of the productive creatures bring forth males and females. Jesus confirmed what was spoken by Moses. Jesus, speaking to the Pharisees, quoted Genesis, saying, Matthew chapter 19 verse 4, "Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?" This is what the Lord Jesus Christ confirmed. Genesis record. After millions of years, evolutionists have never ever shown us that woman wanting to become a man has produced of her own from within her man's genitals. No man wanting to become a woman has ever produced on his own, from his own DNA, woman's genitals. So, since evolution cannot do this, what have the evolutionists decided to do? They go to the transgender clinics and ask that man in white to chop off the genitals and artificially manufacture or attach different gender parts, or pump in certain chemicals to bring forth breasts. Is this evolution? Is this science? Is it true that evolution is true? Is this how you prove truth? Now, when you meet a person who has changed himself from being a man to a woman, there has been no drawn-out complex process. That is what the evolutionists say. It is a long, drawn-out, complex process. To do this, to change your gender, it doesn't take months nor a year. A man who has become a woman cannot bear a child. If a woman has become a man, says that he has or she has born a child, it is a lie. For in the first place, she is a woman with a womb. If she has become a man, she should have taken away the womb too. Because a man does not have a womb. So this gender identity is a big mess. Insanity. The only way they try to get out of this insanity, and that's what they say, by saying that gender identity is how a person feels and who they know themselves to be when it comes to their gender. So it all boils down to how you feel. So it is very subjective. And the truth is, it is enforced by the educators and the politicians and such parents. Just a couple of months ago, a little lad came home from school and told his parents, "There are more than 12 genders." His father said, "Who told you this rubbish? Who told you this rubbish?" He said, "My teacher." You see, children are told. They are brainwashed to believe what is not true, what is not observable, what does not happen naturally. And one of the things that atheists always argue with Christians or those who believe in God is that people believe in God because they are told about God from the time that they are little kids. You get this very often. If you go knocking on the door, telling them about the Savior Jesus Christ and so on, they will say, "Oh, but why? People believe in God because little children have been told that there is a God. Otherwise they would not believe." But what do the atheists do to their kids? Exactly the same thing. Same thing. Now, in this time and age, they don't only tell and teach their own kids, but they force upon all the nation through the schools and government institution that there is no God and evolution is true. They do a nationwide, global-wide brainwashing about gender identity. And this by force. By force. You know, fools, we are told in the Bible, never give freedom for others. Fools do not believe in God, and also they force upon others, even to the point of killing people. Read Psalm 14. Dear friends, you can see how Satan has targeted the book of Genesis. If there is no God, why do they invest their time and their money and their labor and their anger and their violence, sleepless nights against someone that does not exist? The truth is that God does exist. When it says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. This is the truth. It cannot be denied. The liar wants to suppress and destroy this truth. When the word of God says that God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, God is telling the truth. The devil, who is the father of lies and hates God, is a murderer. Murderer. He wants to destroy God's creation. Oh dear friends, don't get destroyed. And don't destroy your children. God has given you common grace and common sense. Think about it. Meditate. Reflect. Moreover, know that it is a battle of the truth against the lie. There is only one that has the power to teach and preserve the truth. Only one. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you turn to him and ask for forgiveness of your unbelief, of your sinful ways, of your foolishness, the Lord will pardon you and give you wisdom and strength against the evil one. The fight is not against men and women, not against politicians and journalists. They, like all human beings, are weak as a worm under the power of Satan. Our fight is against Satan. No one has won against Satan. Only Christ Jesus has destroyed the works and power of Satan. He alone can give you grace and the power by giving you his Holy Spirit. He alone, dear friends. Christ alone. Come humbly. Come. Humble yourself before the Lord God Almighty. He will empower you and clothe you with his armor. He will cover you with the helmet of salvation, with the breastplate of righteousness, with the belt of truth, with the shield of faith, with the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God, and the shoes of the gospel of peace. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Obey his command. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Shall we pray?